This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today, we're going to encourage you. I just know it. I'm so excited about this gentleman I get to talk with for just a few minutes. But let me set it up first with the Edges Challenge Breakfast. We've heard of the Edge Ministry. Mick Baker is the leader behind that. We've been talking about it. They're having their first breakfast, and it's featuring this gentleman that's going to be so powerful on May the 20th at Parkview's Miro Center. We all know that location. This gentleman is a speaker, an author, a pastor, and podcaster. He's a member of the Army Ranger Hall of Fame. He served most of his military career with the Army Rangers and won the best Ranger competition as a sergeant. He's been in almost 17 combat deployments and 5 different U.S. wars, including Black Hawk Down, and I'm sure you know about that movie. The one and only Jeff Strucker. Thank you, Jeff, for your time. Tell me how life is for you right now. You're out of the military, but you still have a busy life.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Melissa. I retired from the Army and stayed in the military community just so I could stay connected to the most amazing people on earth.
Oh, my word. What made you go into the military, into the service, and to serve? Everyone has a story. Why you?
I was looking for action and adventure, and needless to say, I found that.
Honestly,
I didn't really join the military to make it a career. I actually hated it the first few months, like everybody does.
Sure.
It's such a radical change. Mm. And then I started to realize the kind of people that I worked with and started to get a chance to lead, and I fell in love with it and didn't want to leave.
Yes, amen. Again, there are so many things we could hear about your story, but I'm going to encourage people. I have a link on my Conversations page to look you up. And, of course, come hear your story on May the 20th. It is free to get in. I'll tell you more about that. So as you're serving in the military, what is it that you think you learned right away? Of course, you have lots of stories along the way. What was one of the first things you thought, I needed to know that?
Well, to be honest, the first thing I learned in the military is how to be a man. Mm. I didn't realize that I really didn't know what it meant to be a man or even what a man was until I had a chance to serve around some of the guys. And back in those days, the units that I served in were entirely male.
Okay.
And I had some amazing male leaders in my life that expected a lot of me, not just as a warrior, but as a person and as a man.
Yes.
And, I think that one of the greatest lessons that I got out of the military is they taught me how to be a man.
That's so great. So I know we don't have a lot of time. What would you say to a young man right now trying to find his way in the world and you want to lead him and guide him with godliness? What's your words of wisdom?
Yeah, well, bottom line is the ultimate example of manhood is found in Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and
sir.
I also believe that God wants other good, godly men in a young man's life that he can kind of live up to. So I think it takes a lot of people in our society today to help turn a boy into a man, but he needs at least one or two very strong, godly examples that he can look at and say, I want to be like that dude one day.
That is so cool. Okay, Jeff. There are a lot of young men that don't have a man in their life. The dad's not there. There's not a father figure. How do you help them? Do you encourage other men to step up into some of these guys' lives?
Yeah, I definitely encourage older guys to step up and to kind of be a mentor.
Yes.
But for the young guy who doesn't have that father figure in their life, go find a guy who lives out the values that you want to live out, who kind of is modeling the life that you would like to have one day, and take the initiative. Go to them and say, hey, I need some examples. Would you be willing to pour into my life a little bit?
Oh, my.
And that may be the thing that causes a guy to say, yeah, I'll make an investment in you. Maybe just breakfast once a month or something.
Yes, I love that. And if he's not comfortable doing that, maybe mom could help or a friend could help saying, I see someone I'd love to partner with and maybe he can mentor and speak into my life. So I encourage that too. Thank you for saying that. I know a lot of young men need that encouragement. We want to see them raised in godliness.
Absolutely.
There's more to hear about you. You have books, you have a podcast, and you're coming May the 20th at Parkview's Miro Center, 7 to 8:30 a.m. So not a lot of time for The Edge, the first breakfast featuring Jeff Strucker. So thank you for your time today. And Jeff, you want everyone to come be a part of this, right?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to see everybody in the community show up. I'm so proud of Mick for the vision that he has. And come see me on the morning of May 20th.
Thank you, Jeff Strucker. He is the soldier that was portrayed in the movie Black Hawk Down. You get to see him in person coming up on May the 20th at Parkview's Mural Center. The event is free, and if you want to know more about him, about his writings and his podcast, and about the event, it's a star883.com. Click on Conversations.